Joshua Needleman, creator and chocolatier of Chocolate Springs Cafe, has been fascinated with chocolate all of his life. He is a native of Lebanon Springs, New York. He first entered the culinary field at the age of 16 and graduated from the Culinary Institute of America. He began to refine his skills at the Wheatley Hotel in Lenox and then relocated to France to explore other culture and learn directly from the French culinary traditions.
Yes. Joshua returned to the United States to work again at the Wheatley Hotel, as well as Canyon Ranch in the Berkshires, and finally as pastry chef at the Cranwell Resort and Spa. He then serendipitously had the great fortune to be offered a job at La Maison du Chocolat in New York City. His travels and passion also took him to Japan.
With the desire to fuse European tradition, Japanese aesthetics, and his own local roots, Joshua returned home to the Berkshires to open Chocolate Springs Cafe in Lenox in 2003. He joins us now with a lot of chocolate, quite frankly, and it's a delight to have you here.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
Such a smart guy. I mean, we were talking in the beginning before you got here. Is he bringing stuff or is he just going to come and talk? Right. Well, you were a smart fellow.
Okay.
You showed up with stuff in hand.
Nice fellow. Yes, and we thank you very much for doing it. So you, there is a marriage here between what you do and what Tanglewood does here. You are part of their season.
Yes, we're once again the Tanglewood Wine and Food Classic has been resurrected, I guess you could say. It had a pause last year, and then Tanglewood's putting it on again this year. With several different celebrity chefs and winemakers, and so it should be a really wonderful event. And I'm doing the thing on August 18th, 1 o'clock. Jim Nee James going to be there too, a host of different chefs, and I also, on another note, a connection to Tanglewood with my sister is a pianist and got her doctorate from Manhattan School of Music, and went here for her summers to BUTI, and has played in various arenas, and so it's
you
nice
are
to see
a good brother.
So,
yes, she is right. Going to really love being
yes.
mentioned. That is terrific.
Jennifer Muniz, and her husband's a composer, so it's neat. Jorge Muniz, and I also it's a lot of connections of coming here as a child and playing on the lawn, and then it's fun to make a chocolate now with the Tanglewood logo on it, and meet artists from Tanglewood come into the shop, into the cafe, and Yo-Yo Ma and James Taylor. I never thought when I opened a chocolate store that I'd meet those celebrities.
Well, do they show up at the store?
So.
Does somebody walk in?
Yeah.
Do jaws drop when they come in?
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. And what's your...
But they're real, like you guys know, you interview them and everybody's human.
Indeed.
And
JT is the human of all times.
So,
yeah,
yes,
it's true.
Yes.
And Yo-Yo too. Yes. Tell us about your number one chocolate confectionery. What is the number one thing that you sell more than anything else, Josh?
Wow, okay, that's a big question because people love a variety of different things. So I would say overall truffles. Our signature piece is a raspberry ganache. So that's very popular.
What is that?
It's actual raspberry puree mixed with the chocolate to form a ganache, so it has a soft texture on the inside. But instead of as much cream, the cream's replaced with raspberry puree. Yeah. And
does that stuff spoil?
It can. Yeah, they last about 1 month.
Your caramel.
It's different, so.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
nice and dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
The French tradition. So
what is do you as a chocolatier you gotta hate this weather?
Yeah, it's challenging for sure. So we have 4 air conditioning systems and the electric bill goes up significantly. Happily I just signed on for, they had an option for all 100% renewable energy that you can select through your power company, so now we're going to be running, you can choose the renewables, which I thought was a really nice thing, and that's actually starting next month, so excited about that.
You were nice enough to give us some chocolate, and I was just thinking like that. Now that changes my plans going home because you don't even
right.
in the car, or you just take it with you.
Well, yes,
out.
The gelato pops.
Let's break it out.
Right. Okay. Oh, yes, you got the gelato pops.
Yes.
So what are?
Yeah, we make our own gelato and then we dip them in our chocolate. So the idea was to make the ultimate Dove bar, and I remember going actually to Jacob's Pillow. Used to go there and eat there. Dove bars, and I also enjoyed the Haagen-Dazs bars too, but they haven't seemed the same as in
like
recent
seen
years.
Out of so Dexter.
I needed to.
How were you treated in France? You know, the French don't always have the.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah, Alan. Good. I mean, now good. You like anything? You have to prove yourself. Yeah. So they
well,
want
you
to
ever
show
prove
your
yourself?
Work. So
I mean, is
which one
a,
do
I think so?
Which one do we want, Joshua?
Well. I don't know if you like pistachio or wait, that one's
okay,
hazelnut.
Well,
I say go for hazelnut.
Okay, just grab
okay. Hazelnut praline.
And let's keep the questions flowing.
All right.
Okay. So I knew your dad quite well. We were we went to school together, elementary school, I believe. How much do parents affect the life of a chocolatier?
Tremendously. So,
how so
I mean, you can thank him for Chocolate Springs because he had the faith to. Give me the money to buy my first chocolate machine.
Really?
Before I had a store and before I had a loan from a bank, because I found a used chocolate enrobing line. And
what do you say?
Enrobing line. It's basically the waterfall of chocolate to dip things, kind of like in I Love Lucy, basically that
yeah,
whole
I remember that.
Line.
The
so that's
line.
That's the only way we can make enough chocolate for everybody. Instead of I used to hand dip every single one, and I mean these we put on by hand, but they're dipped, they go through a waterfall of chocolate and then into a cooling tunnel so that you can pick them off and put them in the box.
And if people want to come and see it being made, are they allowed to?
Yeah you can see some. We have the window open in the kitchen where you can see the ganache being poured out. We just did raspberry last night. They're cutting
so
that today.
This is I have a vanilla. What we would typically think of as a good humor, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it is vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate.
Yep. And it's technically gelato. Which
okay. Now that was what I was going to ask you.
Yep.
Okay. So what is gelato?
Gelato is the Italian version of ice cream, and it tends to have less cream. It doesn't have to have the same amount of milk fat in it.
Does it work better with chocolate?
I think so. I mean, they both have their place, but it's also a little bit denser, and it's a special Italian gelato.
Certainly have their place.
So.
But when you go to France, you see gelato in the windows, and it looks different from the gelato you sometimes see in the States. What is that all about?
Technique.
You know
I mean,
what I mean?
It's presentation, traditions.
One looks creamier.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And generally served softer. Like ice cream is a little bit harder.
Oh, yeah.
And gelato
sure.
is has a softer texture.
Sure.
Almost like soft serve, but not exactly.
And this is your big season.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And how's it going so far?
So far, so good. Excited to have, you know, Jackson Browne. And I must say we do miss James Taylor this year. Not being here for three concerts in a row was a big kickoff last year. But I'm also excited to have the new artists. I think, you know, Bare Naked Ladies coming to Tanglewood sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
The group, that is.
Yes.
At least on his face it does.
Chocolate Springs is located in Lenox, Massachusetts. Their website is chocolatesprings.com. Joshua Needleman, thank you very much for being so generous and so sweet to us. We appreciate it, and thank you for joining
pleasure.
Us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.